How did the actions of Weimar politicians between 1930 and 1933 help Hitler become Chancellor of Germany? There are five main things that I think you have to consider when answering this question. Firstly, in 1930, Müller's Grand Coalition collapsed. And the reason it collapsed was because the Weimar politicians in the Reichstag couldn't agree on how to deal with the Great Depression. Now, the collapse of Müller's Grand Coalition is the end of democracy, effectively, in Germany. Had the politicians been able to agree a way to deal with the Depression, maybe Hitler never would have become Chancellor of Germany. A second action taken by Weimar politicians which helped Hitler was Brüning's decision to rule using Article 48 of the Weimar Constitution. From 1930 to 1932, under the chancellorship of Brüning, Germany was effectively a dictatorship. Decisions were being made by Brüning and passed by Hindenburg. The Reichstag was not being consulted. Article 48, the use of Article 48, skyrocketed. Hundreds of laws were being made every year this way. So German people got used to the idea of a dictatorship. A third action by the Weimar politicians which helped Hitler was Brüning's decision to impose very strict and severe economic policy, which cut a lot of government spending and led to vast levels of unemployment. There were 6 million people unemployed by 1933. This unemployment was perfect for the Nazis because they were able to say that the government wasn't working and that the Nazis needed to be given a chance to get Germany back to work. Hitler promised in the presidential election that he would bring work and bread. And this increased support for the Nazis was visible in March 1932 in the presidential election, where the Nazis won, or where Hitler won, 13.5 million votes in the second round. A fourth action taken by politicians which helped Hitler was the decision then, after March 1932, to sack Brüning and appoint Papen. Papen was told that he would not be allowed to use Article 48 and would have to get a workable majority in the Reichstag. The only way he could do it was by calling an election. However, the election resulted in the Nazis winning, or the Nazis becoming the largest party in the Reichstag. It was obviously a mistake to call an election in July 1932. But because the Nazis kept walking out, Papen was forced to call another election in November 1932, and again the same result. The Nazis were the biggest party. Hindenburg refused to make Hitler chancellor, so the Nazis kept walking out of the Reichstag. The country was grinding to a standstill. Hindenburg obviously wanted a Reichstag that would work, but was refusing to work with the Nazis, who were the largest party. Consequently, Papen is sacked, and Schleicher is appointed as chancellor, and again he tries to get support of the Reichstag, and again he fails. Meanwhile, the fifth thing which helps Hitler, and possibly the most important thing, is Papen's intrigue. While Schleicher was chancellor, Papen was having secret meetings with people in the background trying to convince Hindenburg that Hitler should be made chancellor. He met firstly with Hitler and agreed that his party and Hitler's party could work together. Hitler would be made chancellor and Papen would be made vice chancellor, so they agreed that amongst themselves. Then Papen got to work with industrialists, people like Fritz Thyssen and Krupp, and asked them to publish a letter in the German newspapers pleading with Hindenburg to appoint Hitler as chancellor. Papen also met with Oskar Hindenburg, Hindenburg's son, and then finally in January 1933 he meets with Hindenburg and tells Hindenburg himself that he can control Hitler. If Hitler is appointed chancellor and Papen is appointed as vice chancellor, Papen will control Hitler, and Hindenburg reluctantly agrees. So you can see that there are about five key actions that Weimar politicians make which help Hitler. Their inability to agree in 1930, the use of Article 48 by Brüning, Brüning's harsh economic policies, the decision to call elections in July and November 1933, and then finally Papen's intrigue.